organizing today. I left work at like 3:30 just so I could go to my hair appointment. And so I'm like all excited to get my hair done. Because I'm thinking I'm going to do the big chop, go natural, my hair going to be curly, I'm going to be cute and all that. I get there, how the hell my hairdresser, now she charged me to do a trim on my hair, to finish cutting it, and to blow dry it or whatever and flat iron it. Hold the hell up. Let me tell you. So she doesn't even cut my hair. She just immediately washes me, blow dries me, and starts flat iron. I'm like, hold up, bitch. Really? Like, you charging me, because now you, for her, you got to book online. So I'm like, you charging me because I told you to trim the rest of my damn hair. You don't even do it. So I said, you know what? I'm about to pay this bitch for something she didn't even do. So now I'm a little pissed off because I was so happy. I've been looking forward to cutting all my damn hair off for two goddamn weeks. For weeks now. And then she didn't even cut my hair. I'm like, my hair is clearly damaged. It don't last when she do it because I got half time in my hair, half natural hair. So it don't look right. So I said, you know what? When I go home, I'm going to cut my own damn hair off. I don't watch enough YouTube videos. I know what the hell I'm about to do. I'm going to cut it off in the front and the back because I don't want to wear my real hair like this no more. My hair is damaged. It's broke all the time. I want to start fresh. So I was like, why the hell would she leave my hair long in the fucking front when I wanted all my hair cut off? I don't want heat on my hair no more. I'm just like, Lord, I'm trying not to be mean. I just paid all this money for what? Because I'm just going to go home and destroy my hair because I don't want to. I'm trying to get the perm off my hair. All I wanted her to do was cut the rest of the perm on my hair. And she couldn't even do that. So I'm a little pissed right now. So I'm going home, cut all my hair off so I can feel liberated. I mean, really? I got to go out of town to my boyfriend. I'm all excited. I'm like, babe, cutting all my hair off today. He's all excited for me. The fuck? And I haven't been getting cut off, but she didn't even take all the damn hair off. I mean, really, lady? Really? Really, though? Come on. I'm so mad. And I was, like, hyped about this mess for, like, literally weeks. And then, like, I'm paying you to do a job. You ain't doing your goddamn job. And I heard, the thing is, though, I heard her tell the girl that shampoos the hair or whatever, the other beautician. She's like, well, I got to cut her hair or whatever, so just blow dry. But you never cut my damn hair. I mean, I'm just confused. So now I got to go home and handle my own damn hair affairs. Ridiculous. Because I really just don't want perm in my hair. My hair is so damaged from color. I'm trying to cut the damn color out my hair. She ain't helping me do that because she's you leaving the damaged shit in my damn hair. Like, what is going on? Oh, my God. And I was going to talk about how liberating it feels to be a woman when you cut your hair and stuff. But right now, I'm feeling pissed off, not liberated. I'm feeling mad and angry, like I just wasted $65 on a hair that you didn't even do nothing I asked of you to do. So I'm a little pissed right now. And the thing is, she think I'm going to go home and grab my hair, and it's going to fade. No, because my hair is half natural, half perm. So the shit ain't going to look right by tomorrow, because you going to have half nat and half not nat. Well, I mean, Lord, I'm telling y'all, I'm going to calm down, though, because it is. Today, Wednesday, I was going to Thursday. And I'm hungry right now, so I ain't going to eat something because I've been dieting. I feel like I'm not eating as much as I should or as much as I used to. I'd be like, I ain't hungry. Whew. Anyway, moving on. I hope everybody's having a great day today. Meanwhile, I'm just going to ramble on because I don't even have a specific topic right now. But I was watching the Wendy Williams show on my, like, on listen to it on YouTube. I'm sitting there like, darn. It's crazy how people in the comments be dragging Wendy. Like, they be talking about how she's like a man, talking about her husband, talking about how she look in the face. I'm like, y'all don't leave that lady alone. Like, stop it. Let Wendy live her best life. She happy. She in her rehab right now. She doing good. Let that lady live. And if Kevin is cheating, then he got to deal with that on his own terms. But if she chooses to put up with it, then that's on her. And, I mean, let that lady be. We don't even know if half the stuff is true. Might be true, might not be true. But we don't know. Leave Wendy alone, y'all. Leave her alone. Let her live her best life. Crazy. Yeah, I've just been, you know, trying to catch up on some stuff, watch some Big Chop videos on YouTube. I got to go home and make this list for my job. Don't want to because I'm going to do it at work, but time and going on my side. Rushing to get to this hair appointment because my tail was all excited. Only to have to go home and do the damn job myself. So I'm going to let y'all know tomorrow if it came out okay. But at this point, I don't give a damn. I'm cutting my hair off. My mom probably going to be mad when she get home. You cut your hair? Yes, I did. I don't care. It's my hair. I'm going to do what the hell I want with it. And I'm that's it. End of story. But I'm looking forward to going out of town this week. And I get to be with my boyfriend. Oh, my God. Those of you who don't know, yes, I'm in a long-distance relationship. We're 2 hours away. But I'm super excited because I'm going out of town this weekend to see him. So I'm excited. And plus, he has the whole weekend off. Because normally when I go out of town, he has to work. And he works nights, so he's working all night, come 8 o'clock in the morning. He wants to sleep half the day. And that time together is like him sleeping and then him waking up and sleeping on and off. So I'm just glad that he only has to work Friday night. And Saturday and Sunday, he's off. So we get to cuddle up, and I get to enjoy a good weekend with my man. I'm super excited about that. Plus, with all this work stuff going on at my job, I need to get away. So let me tell you guys that my job today is a coworker that I don't really care for. So my other coworker tells me she's talking about me or whatever. And so I go confront her. I'm like, y'all was talking about me? Of course, they have nothing to say. No, we ain't say nothing about you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, you sure? No, we didn't say nothing about you. I'm like, okay, I'm just checking. They said they didn't say nothing. I'm like, okay, good. I'm just making sure I'm making sure that my name wasn't being dragged through the mud. So I was really ready to go up to the other girl and be like, you 41 years old, act your age, and approach me like a woman, but I ain't say nothing. I just don't know. Like I told my coworker, I don't like her, but I'm not going to sit up here and bash her because that's not who I am. But I will say this, if you talk about me, prepare for me to approach you about it. I don't care who you are. If you talk about me, I'm going to confront you and ask you about it because I want to know. If you woman enough or man enough to say you did it and you can explain and get to the point of why you did it, then that's good. But if you can't, then that's good too. But just know, I will check you because I don't like all that talking behind my back. Like, we too damn old to be. We not in high school. If you don't like something I did or I don't like something you did, I can say it to your damn face. Like, I'm not going to play games like me in high school. I'm not the one. That's the one. So work was okay today. I had my moments, but one of my coworkers' names is Andrea. Shout out to you. She'll probably never hear this because I don't think she listens to the podcast, but she is truly an angel. She's a sweetheart. She's like one of my good friends at the job. Shout out to you. She calmed me down this morning, had my back, and I shout out to you. She's a real one. Let's just say that. She is. So, also, I don't know, guys. I'm just driving home. I'm almost home, ready to cut my hair and tell y'all the news. I'm hungry. So, I've been doing Weight Watchers, but I've also been on the meal plan that my nutritionist put me on. It's been crazy. So, I don't know. I'm all over the place. But I have to use the bathroom right now, too. But I've been holding my damn pee for long. I know that's not good to hold your pee, but I just realized, like, I literally should have peed before I left work. I didn't. I went straight to the shop. And now I'm sitting here like, oh, about to go home, deal with all this stuff at home. At least I get to see my daughter. I miss her little chunky cheeks. I miss her, so I get to see her. And I just don't know what to think right now, so I don't know. Maybe I should have stopped going to the hairdresser all together. I just thought about that. Sorry, guys. I'm being random, but so crazy. Today's been a good day. I mean, payday, so obviously that was good. Got to go to the bank today for some money. That was good. Sprint sent me a refund check because they owed me money. Well, you know, Sprint actually owns up to their mistake. So, shout out to them for actually doing the right thing for once. But, yeah, I don't know. I've been working on, I don't know if you guys know, I probably haven't told you, but I like to write novels. And I've been working on this novel called Second Chances. It's getting so good. But lately, during the week, I never have time to write it. It's on my laptop, the story is, but I never have time to write it when I'm home because I'm super busy at home during the week with my daughter and my family and just doing other things that I never really sit down and take the time to really, like, work on the damn, you know, book. But it's going to be really good. It's really good. I'll give you a little glimpse of what it's going to be about when I write it. But I mostly work on the weekend, so when I go out of town this weekend, I'll probably be working on it. So I'm super, super, super excited about it. But I got to get into it to tell you guys all about it. So basically, like, in my story or whatever. It's a really good story. It's really the characters. It's like four characters. I'll give you all the characters' names. I'm going to just tell you a little bit. So my character's name is Denise, which is my middle name. She's married to Jonathan, who's her husband. She also has a best friend named Ariel in the book, who's I cannot think of Ariel's husband. I know his name, but I can't think of it right now. So, and then she has also has a best friend. My character Denise has another best friend named Xavier. I love that name. So anyway, in the novel or whatever, my character is just struggling with some things. She's dealing with an eating disorder. She also has a drinking problem. Her husband, you know, he's had a lot of affairs on her, and he has his own demons he's fighting. And then you have her best friend, Xavier. Why did I say Lance? Oh my God. Her best friend Xavier is going through a divorce. Her best friend Ariel is married, but she's having some kind of issues in her marriage. And you just find, I feel like whenever you write a story, you have to write about stuff either you've been through or stuff people you know around you've been through stuff. Because you can't write from a place of not knowing. But like if you're going to write a book, you got to write about stuff you've been through or you know people who've been through it. Because if you write a book and you haven't been through it, who's to say you're telling the story correctly, you know? So I think it's always important that when I do my novels, the characters, you know, I know each one of those characters. I know one of those characters. I've seen one of those characters. Or I've been around somebody like the character. Because you want the people to read your novel or your book and go, hey, I can relate to that character. I can relate to Denise. I've been there. My friend's been there. My mom's been there. And so I think that's super important. I was telling my, every time I do a chapter, I tell my boyfriend what the chapter's about. He's like, oh my God, that book's going to be so good. I can't wait to read it. And he's like, I'm like, babe, I think I'm too old to publish a book. He's like, what? You're only in your 20s. You're not too old to publish a book. I feel like, am I too old to be an author? He's like, hell no. But of course, I think like that sometimes. But I have other books that I wrote on my laptop, and I never finished them because I never thought they were good enough. And I thought maybe I should be doing this. But now I'm getting back into the whole writing mode. Writer's block comes and goes, but I'm getting back into it, and I'm super excited because I can't wait till hopefully I can get a publishing company to look at it, you know, once I'm done, and hopefully I can get more time where I can write into it. So I'm looking, like, so forward to this, guys. Like, I'm super, super, super excited. You know, I love doing things that are, like, meaningful to me and all that good stuff, you know. Also, if anybody's aware, like, tomorrow is rapper Nipsey Hussle. I think his funeral is tomorrow. Oh, so sad. I've been following that story ever since they posted his death online, and it still breaks my heart every time I talk about it. It just breaks my heart. But I'm super, super excited, you know, and not excited about the death or the funeral or nothing, but I'm just really, like, you know, I'm sad for it or whatever. It's a sad situation. Hey, Sam! All right, but guys, I'm home, so I will get back to you guys in a few. Hello, guys. I am back. I do apologize for how yesterday was. Guys, I did half of my podcast episode yesterday, only to realize that, basically, I did half episode only to realize that I got busy at home, completely forgot to finish recording. And I want to finish, basically I'm doing a part two from yesterday, so I apologize, yesterday did not get posted. It was finished, but I didn't really get to edit it and put it up and all that stuff, so I apologize. So right now, I'm just now sitting here to kind of give you guys a part two from yesterday. I had left my hair just yesterday, and I was really upset, and I think I did a post for you guys. I was liberated or whatever. So needless to say, guys, I cut all my hair off, and I can't believe it. My hairdresser did not do it, so when you listen to yesterday, you'll see why I was upset. So I went home, and I cut all my hair off. And my boyfriend, my dad, he helped me. I cut it off. There were some pieces in the back I didn't do right. My dad cut them even, and then he took his razor, and he kind of lined me up in the back. So it really worked out in the end. So it was really amazing just to see that my dad helped me out. I got so many compliments. I feel like today it was weird. Like, my coworker's boyfriend or whatever he is, I was talking about my hair, and he kept giving me weird looks. So I was like, okay, I'm bald-headed. If you don't like it, that's not my problem. Like, bye. He was, like, giving me kind of weird looks when I was saying something about it. But I noticed it. Nobody else did. But I was kind of like, this is how I feel. Middle finger to you. If you don't like my hair, I don't care. My boyfriend loves it, and it's amazing. He's happy I'm bald. He thinks I'm attractive. And I feel really good about the way that I look. So people making their comments and saying stuff, it's not going to affect me. I got really positive feedback. So I was super excited. I just wanted to let you guys know I did cut it off. And I feel good. I think as women, we always tend to think that our hair defines us, that society wants you to wear weave, have blonde hair, or whatever. Your hair can't be a certain length. You can't look a certain way. And you got to be this way. And I say to anyone that thinks like that, go to hell. Because at the end of the day, my hair does not define me. No woman's hair defines them. Our bodies don't define us. Nothing defines us. We can do what the hell you want to do. This is any man can do. And I feel like hair is hair. Your hair will grow back. I always thought if I had a certain length of hair, I had to feel a certain way. But being bald and not, well, I'm not bald. I do have hair, but it's like really, really short. Like if you ever heard of the big chop when they you cut all your hair off and you pretty much got a short little bush on your head, that's what I have. If you want to see my hair, you can go to my Instagram, Angel. I think my, what is it? No, it's my password, Angelic Love. Put XX Angelic Love XX and you will see my haircut on my page. But anyway, needless to say, it's something I did for me. I don't care what anyone thinks. My boyfriend, I love him so much because as soon as I did my hair, I sent him a picture and he's like, babe, you're beautiful. I love you. He just loved it. He knew what I was doing. He thought I was beautiful. He loves me for me. He didn't try to change me. He didn't try to say, I don't like this. Just be unattractive. And that's the kind of man you want. If you're a woman out there, look for a man that doesn't care. Let the man that lets you be who you want to be. And that is the most beautiful kind of love you can find for anyone out there. Hair does not define you. Don't let anyone tell you that it does. You're beautiful the way you are. I think too much in this society, men in this society put too much pressure on women to be a certain way, and that's not right. That's why we have eating disorders and women out here doing drugs and things to their bodies and trying to have surgery and doing all this crazy stuff and doing liposuction and everything else because of the things we're dealing with. It's crazy. Society puts so much pressure on you to be thin, to be this. You know what? Damn society. Be who you want to be. That's what I will say. Be who you want to be. And I feel beautiful about it. So, moving on from that, shout out to all the strong women out there, no matter what color you are, no matter what, you know, whether you, you know, no matter what you are, gay, straight, lesbian, whatever, be you, be true to you, never change for anybody. We are strong-ass women. We kick ass, and shout out to all you strong women out there. Also, guys, crazy, yesterday I was talking about Wendy Williams. Let me tell you, so I get on Twitter, Wendy Williams and her husband are divorcing after 20 years of marriage. I was like, what? I couldn't believe it. Because just yesterday, I was like, y'all leave Wendy alone. And I'm like, leave her and her marriage alone. I get on Twitter, and her lawyer confirmed it. So I'm like, damn it, it's true. Wendy and her man are divorced. This is her business partner, her manager. He works at the show, and they divorced. And so I'm like, how is this going to work out? Like, is he still going to be at the show, or is she kicking his ass to the curb? Like, what is going on? Oh, we got to follow this story. Oh, my God. Yes, child. I'm all into it. So I got to keep y'all posted on that one. So I'm definitely wanting to know if she's going to talk about it on the show. I got to be looking at the show because I got to find out. You know, I got to get the scoop. But that was crazy. So, yeah. I'm headed home now. My throat is pretty much gone. And remember, guys, I'm going out of town tomorrow. I'm going to see my boyfriend, and I'm super excited. I can't wait to see my name. I can't believe I just started singing. That is crazy. Oh, my God. I'm too hyped right now. Let me take it down a few notches with you. I'm just in a good mood. Today was a good day. Everything was beautiful, so I'm all in a good mood right now. So, anyway, pushing past all of that, so, like I said, I'm headed home. I gotta get some stuff done before I go out of town, and then I gotta pack tonight and try to get more ready tomorrow, but I will be doing my podcast this weekend. I promise that to you, because I'll have service now that I have Verizon, so, but most likely, I'm gonna try to do it Saturday if I get time. Friday, I know I probably will do it during the day before I go out of town. But Saturday and Sunday might be a little shaky. Because Saturday, me and him are doing like a date night. And then Sunday, we have stuff for planning too. So I'm going to try to get it done for you guys. But most likely, I probably, if I don't do it, the only reason I won't do it is because me and him are busy like doing things outside of the house. So But I'm going to try my best to get it done for you guys. So keep a lookout for it. But I'm going to end this because I'm going to connect it to yesterday. So you'll see a snippet of yesterday's and today combined together because I didn't upload yesterday's by accident. So I got kind of busy and just forgot to do it. So you're going to have two of them. Remember, this is like two parts. It's going to be yesterday's and today's connected. So look out for it, guys. I'm going to end this. Please enjoy your day. And if you're out there, you're a beautiful, independent woman. Shout out to you. Love you. Be you. Be happy. I'm going to sign off now, and I will catch you guys tomorrow.